Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Nick in Texas is looking to put a shed on his property. How can we help you with that?
I just had a quick question about whether it's going to be more worthwhile for me to buy a prefab metal shed, and which is going to cost about $8,000 to $10,000, or if I build my own shed, which would be about half that, but to see which one's going to be worthwhile in the future when I sell my house in 10, 15 years.
That's one big shed. How big are we talking about here?
It's a 25 by 35 foot.
Oh, wow. It's a big building. It's not really a shed.
It is a big building.
Yeah. I'm thinking shed like you're going to fit your lawnmower in there and that's it, you know?
No. It's a pretty sizable structure.
Well, you know, the metal buildings that are available today are pretty cool because they go together very, very quickly. And I think that they're accepted as you know, a normal construction technology and could be compared fairly to a wood frame building. They're both going to start with the foundation, so whether you use a metal building or a wood building, I think you're going to get a resale value out of both.
Well, we already had the slab down, and it was already placed there, and I just looked into the pricing. I've already built one shed with my father on his land, and that went up rather quickly and is very stable, but I'm trying to decide is it worthwhile to spend $10,000 to $12,000 for a metal building with fully finished, or do I spend five or six? And will I get any better return? Do you think I'd actually get an extra $10,000 when I sell my house?
No, I don't. I don't think you'll get. If you're telling me you can build the wood building for half the price of the metal building, I don't think you're going to get the difference when it comes time to sell.
So
maybe that answers your question. Now, you know, if you want to build a building that's going to be very sturdy and last for a long time, it can go up very quickly, you can't beat the metal building. But if you're asking about return on investment, I don't think it's going to make a big difference.
Okay. So, I mean, with the wood, do you think we'd get any part of that back when we sell the property?
Oh, sure. If you have an additional building on the house, you're going to get a good return on investment. But, you know, whether it's metal or whether it's wood, it's not going to make a difference.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.